you know?
It's truly, truly a pleasant hobby. Okay, thank you very much, and best of luck with it.
Thanks very much.
I have a feeling it's going to turn out well. It won't win a Grand National, but it's going to look very well in some mantelpiece. It'll adorn eventually. Madam, what's the attraction to art for yourself?
Well, I've just always been doing it. It's always been there.
Now, did I see you painting? Is that right?
It's pastels. It's well, I have a portrait I did here and a landscape. That's the one I was working on tonight.
Well, now, looking at those very quickly, obviously can't describe them properly for radio listeners, but they look beautiful. So how long... You've been at it for a number of years, obviously.
Well, it's just something, as I say, it's always been there, and I try to expand myself. That's why I'm in the class, you know. And in the class, you learn different mediums, and you try out different things to become better.
Now, obviously, there's some beginners and there's people like yourself who are experienced. What have you learned then?
Well, I've learned to try different things, and we get guidance in the class, and, you know, sometimes we argue with them.
Well, you all have your different opinions, and I presume it's a form of expression, so that's bound to happen and so on. There's an exhibition coming up shortly. Can we look forward to some of your works of art on show?
Please God. Please God, yeah.
So that's keeping you busy. I presume it's a pastime. Have you ever sold any of your works?
Well, I have a few in Callan's at the moment.
So we'll give it a plug. And what is the artist's name?
I'm taking them out of Callan's.
what's your name?
Paddy Tivnan.
And where are you from? Are you from around the area?
Julianstown.
Okay, well...
From the States originally.
I detected a sort of an American accent there, am I right?
Mm-hmm. That's right, yes.
How long have you been with us here in the Emerald Isle?
Since 72. What is it, 8, 9 years?
Are we looking after you okay?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot different being a tourist than it is living here.
Could I put this to you? Do you find Ireland inspiring for an artist?
Oh, it is, definitely. There's a lot about the clouds and different things like that, you know, that I find very inspiring indeed.
So plenty of work for you, obviously, to do.
True, true.
Okay, thank you, and best of luck with the exhibition.
Thanks very much.
What's your name, sir?
Tommy Hughes.
Tommy, I see you're painting here a landscape.
That's correct, yeah.
The attraction for painting to you, what is it?
Well, I love painting. I always did. I always did love painting altogether. Love the scenery and the beautiful scenes and all that, and I like doing that kind of stuff.
So it's a pastime with you. Tommy, what do you do during your normal day?
I do landscape gardens, so that's my job, you know. I can't really get time to go outside to do the paintings. I do an odd one outside, you know.
Now, when you say landscape, that's your job, is it?
That's my job, yeah.
So you're a gardener and you help people to lay out the gardens?
That's right, yeah. I lay gardens out myself, you know.
So obviously there is a bit of an artist sign within you.
Everything like that, yeah.
Now, is that of any particular
that's
place?
That's the Lake of Killarney, you know. That's just, well, I wasn't outside doing it, it's just taken from a photograph, you know, but I usually go outside if I can at all, which I find that's the real way to do painting, outside.
When we think of a good place to paint, obviously Killarney springs to mind, but what's the Boyne Valley or surrounding areas of Drogheda like? You know, it's supposed to be a fairly scenic area.
I'm at present doing it, I'm doing one painting up there in the middle road in Mornington. Do you know that place where Grants live?
Yes, yeah.
Well, I'm doing that scene down there in the woods. So I have torn it. I've been down 3 times, and now I go down the 4th time and I should finish it for the exhibition.
That's the Glen down there in Mornington?
Yeah. And I've done the house in Laytown. Do you know the house out there? I've done the back of the house out there. I had that in exhibition, and now I'm going to try and get out to do the front of the house, you know.
When you're going out to paint, let's say, a scene like that, I know every painting is an individual work of art, but how long does it take one to paint a scene such as the Glen in Mornington or the house in Laytown?
Well, you see, the 4th time, you see, you can't really, if you're doing oils, you have to take your time, and, you know, you rush into it forced, like, you're forced painting, you know, get all the detail, the whereabouts of everything, you know. And then when you have that done, you wait till it dries, and you go home, and ever what chance you have of getting back again, then you go back, and then you do it again, and then it might take about 3 or 4 paints before you really finish it, before it really looks anything.
Furthest thing from the artist's mind is commercial trade, but I think everybody at home likes to think about it. Do you ever sell paintings, or have you sold any?
I sold a few, yeah. Sold 3 of them. I did show a few all right.
Are you hoping to do any business through the exhibition that the class is putting on here? I think it's coming up at the Sound Shop in May.
Well, I'm hoping to be recognised as a painter. That's mostly what more to me than anything. To recognise me as as an artist.
This must be a problem because people, you know, they'll find it very difficult if they see somebody said that person's an artist or so on. You would like to be recognised as an artist,
yeah. You know, it's more to, when you do a good painting, you don't want to sell it. You don't want to even let go of it. You think so much of it, you know. And that's why it's more value, you know what I mean, to be recognised than there is for the money.
But I think if you're going to turn out products like the one here before me, it won't be too long until you're recognised. Tommy, keep up the good work, and thanks very much for speaking to us.
Well, that was Neil Fox, Paddy Tivnan and Tommy Hughes talking to us about their interest and love for art and painting. We had some more interviews. We'll probably include those in tomorrow's programme. Thanks to our knitting friends, Helen Leahy, Anne Grennan and Mrs Leach, for talking to us, to Father O'Reilly for a guided tour and history of the renovated and refurbished St Mary's Church, the cast and principals of Iolanthe, the successful opera presented by the Sacred Heart School, and Robbie Roden for giving us an insight into the behind-the-scenes operations of the local pantomime society. That's it then, until we're back tomorrow at 12 o'clock with your lunchtime special. Till then, from yours truly, Gavin Duffy, I'll say the usual goodbye, God bless, and there you are and there you be. And don't forget, we'll be back, as I said, lunchtime special tomorrow, Thursday, the last one of the week, it being Holy Week. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time, 12 o'clock. Bye now.
Gavin Duffy. 2-2-5.
CRD, precisely 2 o'clock.
Try. Well, our year today is 1965. And starting us off, the Rolling Stones, and I Can Get No Satisfaction. Yesterday we forgot the birthday spot, so we're going to have the birthday spot today twice. We're going to have it. And for those of you who've written into Eddie over the last couple of days, I want to tell you that I've got all your letters today, and Eddie's given me permission to read them all out for you today. So any of the requests that we had for Tuesday, any of the birthday spots even that we had for Tuesday, we're going to do them all today, and also the Wednesday ones as well. And we also have loads for Thursday and Friday. Don't know what its way it's going to work on Friday with it being a bank holiday and all that and everybody getting a holiday. But we'll definitely get through all the Tuesday ones and all the Wednesday ones as well today. 65, as I said. Cheers, Shirley Ellis.
Line, the goose drank wine. The monkey chewed it back on the streetcar line. The line with a clap. Take the tops of your palms and slap your thighs and watch the fun materialize as you sing this little song. My mother told me if I was good and that she would buy me a rubber dolly. My auntie told her I kissed a soldier. Now she won't buy me.
Shirley Ellis. And it's called the Clapping Song. That came out around the same time as that one that was called Did You Ever See a Diver Kiss His Wife While the Bubbles Bounce About Above the Water? That was the name of another one she released in that year, and also another one that was called The Name Game, all released just about around the same time, and they're all very, very good as well. The Spencer Davis Band are next. Keep on running.
Keep on running, keep on hiding. One fine day I'm gonna be the one to make you understand. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be your man. Keep on running. I'm gonna be your man. Everyone is talking about me. It makes me feel so bad. Everyone is laughing at me. It makes me feel so sad. So keep on running. Hey, hey.
Spencer Davis Band, Keep On Running. It's 9 minutes after two right now, C or D, broadcasting on 225 meters medium wave and also 98 on the FM. What a tell exactly a super place to go tonight, because tonight happening in Jody's and Julian's Town, it's a special Easter party, and it's going to be absolutely great fun, because we've got special guests tonight in Jody's. It's not the usual disc jockeys that are going to be in Jody's tonight, it's all special guests and all special games and everything like that, so it's going to be a super night, the place to be, Jody's and Julian's Town tonight.
The 1982 car of the year is also the car with the perfect figure. 9. the new Renault 9. A neat, compact body with an amazingly spacious interior. Carefully placed engines and front-wheel drive free more space. The unique design of the front seats creates extra legroom in the back and more comfort all around. The new Renault 9, the car with the perfect figure. Take a test drive at your Renault dealer.
And in Drogheda, your Renault dealer is Brendan Kearns Motors of the Dublin Road, Drogheda. Why not drop up today and test drive the new Renault 9?
Boyd's of Newry. Go to Boyd's Store of Newry, where their annual spring sale is in full swing. Bargains in all departments, and most important, your punt equals sterling. In the domestic hardware department, feather pillows at £3.50. All metal ironing boards only £12.99. Thermos flasks only £2.20. Kitchen mats only £4.75. And Addis linen hampers only £4.99. In the china and glass department, household tea sets only £3.50. 30-piece dinner sets only £9.99. 21-piece china tea sets only £12.99. And half dozen packs of cut glass type wine goblets only £3.50. Glass trifle bowls only 99p. And remember, your punt equals sterling. In the pram department, Rathmore Silver Cross and Marmot prams from £92.99. That's Boyd's annual spring sale, and it's now on Boyd's Store of Newry.
For a great night's entertainment this weekend, why not go to the Drogheda United Club, Windmill Road, Drogheda? Just listen to these coming attractions. Well, on Saturday night, it's Anne and Unison. Don't forget the happy hour from 8:30 to 9:30. And on Sunday night, live on stage, it's debut. That's just some of your weekend entertainment at the Drogheda United Club, Windmill Road, Drogheda.
Thank you, and welcome back into the programme. COD, hello, and it's exactly 12 minutes after
Venus
2.
Venus must have heard my plea. She has sent someone along for me.
That, of course, is Sandy Shaw and a 65-foot called Long, Long Live Love. That's what we're into today, 1965, from now till 3. 15 minutes after 2 is Jonathan King.
Streets full of people, all alone. Roads full of houses, never home. Church full of singing, out of tune. Everyone's gone to the moon. Eyes full of sorrow, never wet. Hands full of money, all in debt. Sun coming out in the middle of June. Everyone's gone to the moon. Long time ago, life had begun. Everyone went to the sun. Hearts full of motors, painted green. Mouths full of chocolate, covered cream. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon.
Jonathan Cake, Everyone's Gone to the Moon. Don't forget that at 4:05 today, we have Mairead and an Irish programme from a lady called Mairead, who's going to do a little bit of an Irish programme for the children, and it's very, very good indeed, and that all comes between 4:05 and 4:15 today with Mairead, an Irish school teacher who's going to tell us a little story in Irish. I'm tired of waiting for you.
Just looking through Eddie's mail today, that all the requests that I'm to play out during the program, and I see one that's really very, very interesting indeed. It's a reception report all the way from Sweden, and quite nice to get reception reports from far off places during the day or during the night, whatever. And it's from a guy called Anders Oldman, I think is his name, and he lives in Sweden. And just in case there might be anyone listening in in some far distant place is picking us up during the day or during the night, whenever you, it's the best time to pick up radio stations. If you'd like to drop us a letter, it's Community Radio Drogheda, 15 First Street in Drogheda, County Louth in Ireland. That's Community Radio Drogheda, 15 Fair Street in Drogheda, and it's County Louth in Ireland. For anybody who might be listening to us in far off distant places, because I know at the present moment we're doing a lot of work, and there's a lot of work being done. Let's see why Hedy's not here at the moment. But a lot of work being done in a big transmitter, and it can be picked up all over the country. We've got a big map at the moment, and it shows a very, very wide scale that we're actually covering at the present moment. Anyone listening off in a far distant place, we'd absolutely love to hear from you. And maybe they'll have a little competition during the week. I can't say, I'm not going to get... So, drop us a line, we'd love to hear from you. Community Radio Drogheda, 15 First Street in Drogheda, County Louth in Ireland. And very shortly as well, I believe, we're going to get a telephone so you can ring us up. Anyway, here's Gene Pitney. Gene Pitney. Going back to our golden year for today, which is 1965 on the Afternoon of the Night program today. And that one was called Princess in Rags. 1965 was a huge year for Motown recording label. And Diana Ross and the Supremes were still together then. I was a little bit optimistic. I didn't break up for a couple of years. A big year for Motown, and this is one of the big Motown hits for Diana Ross and the Supremes. Called Baby Love. Supreme. Superband together, and it's called Baby Love. That's an original copy as well, and my original copy is somewhat different because it's on the Stateside recording label, which is very, very unusual, and it's a collector's item as well, and so is the one that we just played. But on the Motown recording label, that one is, and the reason I think for the two different recordings and two different records is because around 1965 and that, and around even before that, starting with the 1960s, all the record labels were getting an awful hard time from the big recording labels. The big recording labels at the time, of course, were Fortuna and also Parlophone and a lot of other big labels like that, WEA and all those big labels had the monopoly. And people like the guy who started off Radio Caroline had his own recording label, and that's the reason that he set up the radio station so as he could play his records. He couldn't get them played on any of the big stations or get them recorded by any of the big companies. And Tamla Motown recording label in Stateside, believe it or not, in between 1960 and 1970 were just about the same thing. And then, of course, the Stateside closed down and Motown took over. And all the other recording labels. There's another recording label called the London Recording Label, and also his Master's Voice, which weren't really recording labels in their own right, because for the simple reason they were all breakaways from the Motown label, and they were all together. So that answers the question of why a Motown record could be found on a Stateside recording label. They were all together, you see.
Tell me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying.